It's Monday, October 21st, 2024, and here is the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A motorcycle fled from police and authorities asked for help in identifying the rider. Voters will decide on a state constitutional amendment barring non-citizens from voting. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and challenger Eric Hovde sparred in a testy debate on Friday evening. And Jolly Good Soda wins the Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest. Good afternoon. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. The Barron County Sheriff's Department asked the public to help identify a motorcycle rider who fled from police on Sunday evening. The Sheriff's Department said the rider, on a black motorcycle and wearing a black jacket and black helmet, drove off during a traffic stop. The rider led Rice Lake Police and deputies through the city, with videos showing the bike speeding down Main Street and down walking trails. Police ended the chase for safety concerns. The bike's license plate, appearing to read V3617, did not come back to any vehicle, police said. The Sheriff's Department asked anyone with information on the rider to contact the department at 715-536-3106. Voters are being asked to amend the Wisconsin Constitution. Bob Haig takes a look.
Republican State Senator Julian Bradley says the referendum seeks to prevent non-citizens from voting and align with the U.S. Constitution.
Most people I talk to, Democrats, Republicans, independents, they all believe that that was the intent. So matching up our language with the federal language to ensure that only citizens have the right to vote, it seems like a no-brainer.
Proponents warn some non-citizens have been allowed to vote in local elections in other states, although no Wisconsin municipalities allow that. Deborah Cronmiller with the League of Women Voters thinks it should be a local decision.
The decision that should be made only by the municipal leaders in those communities. This is the legislature who for years and years and years has been advocating for local control.
The ballot measure passed two prior sessions of the Wisconsin legislature where Republicans control both the Senate and Assembly. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Wisconsin legislature will have to decide what to do with a $4.6 billion surplus when the session begins January 6. Wisconsin Policy Forum senior research analyst Tyler Burns says it's a good problem to have.
That's largely related to higher than projected income taxes and, you know, a little bit lower than projected expenditures in a couple areas. So if you take that and you add that to what's in the budget stabilization fund, they're sitting on over $6 billion or about 25% of annual operating expenditures.
The state's budget stabilization or rainy day fund sits at $1.9 billion. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican challenger Eric Hovde have repeatedly accused each other of lying during an often testy and confrontational debate on Friday. They are facing off in the general election in a closely watched Senate race. Hovde called on Baldwin to disclose more information about the investments and business dealings of her partner, who is a Wall Street executive. There is no requirement for Baldwin to release that information, and she told him to stay out of her personal life. Baldwin voiced support for passing a federal law that would make abortion legal nationwide, as it was before the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. Hovde wants states to decide. Minnesota Governor and Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz is helping roll out a proposal designed to address rural health care shortages. He says it's critical.
Folks think they know rural America. You're hearing costs of things. You're hearing lack of access to child care. You're hearing the hospital and ambulance issues, and this addresses that, so I'm really proud of it.
The plan includes financial aid for medical students who commit to practicing in rural areas. Walz hopes it could lead to those professionals staying around past their mandatory commitment. The pheasant hunting season is underway across Wisconsin. DNR pheasant ecologist Alyssa Kakach says they'll do weekly releases of birds.
So our pheasant stocking season is going to look very similar to last year. The very similar properties and a similar amount. We're looking to stock approximately 75,000 birds across roughly 80 properties across southern and central Wisconsin.
Visit the DNR's website for more information, including hunter safety tips. The coolest thing made in Wisconsin is Jolly Good Soda. Ted Allen has a story.
The product won the annual contest put on by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, which draws attention to Wisconsin's vibrant manufacturing industry. The announcement, which came during WMC's annual Business Day event Thursday in Madison, said the craft soda brand is known for its bold flavors and vibrant cans. More than 130 products were nominated for the contest, with over 150,000 votes determining the winner. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Monday.